All right, all right. Hit us up, 410-338-1098, ticks at 6. It's Magpie coming to town. Rich Robinson bringing his thing. Rams Head Live, November 10th. How you want to do it, Marianne?
I think we're just going to do nice and easy.
Straight
nice
up.
Nice and quick. Give a call, and we'll say caller number 12. You don't have to jump through hoops. Mm. You just get your tickets.
Double up. Caller 12, 410-338-1098. But it's his show.
That's right. It's Jarrett Johnson time.
What's going on, dude?
Not much, man. Just hanging out, enjoying this victory.
Yeah, that was great. I'm sure all your crew over at McFall's Iron Horse Tavern were jumping up and down 30-17. Ravens went out there and gave it to the Raiders. And that's how you do it, Jared. I mean, if that's the recipe, get on them quick, 14-0, and then sort of coast on in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and especially the way they played the last 2 weeks, going on, because that could have went bad real quick. That's a tough trip, man. It's hard to go out west and play well. And you lose three in a row, then the voices start getting really loud. Then the fans start getting really, you know, irritated. And they went out there and handled business. I mean, ran the ball well. Joe hit a couple big ones to Mike Wallace, got him in the ball game. And I saw a great video of Mike Wallace on Instagram or something like that.
What was he doing?
If you give me the ball, you're gonna win a ring. You're gonna win a championship.
Oh.
You know? He's right. If we can hit a couple big ones to him every game, it's going to help us out a ton. So they definitely did work.
In the locker room, Jarrett, you know how it is. You work so hard. There's only 16 games. Everybody wants to win in this league. They were so excited. They were jumping around. And I was doing an interview with Chris Wormley, who went to Michigan. But we were on the block, which is near the toilets, Marianne.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's where the younger players sit.
Yeah. Not where you want to be.
Not where you want to be. But it was so loud in the big locker room, I had to take them over to the block. So I'm doing an interview with them. And Jarrett, another guy from Michigan can move one guy from Michigan. So Willie Henry, who is on the block, came and pushed him off the block. You know what I mean? It was so weird. And he kind of had to go with it. It was the strangest thing, but they were in a good mood. You know what I mean? That wouldn't have happened if they hadn't won the couple days before.
Dude, it's night and day. The tension or the mood in that building, from top to bottom, from the cooks to the GM. After a victory, man, it's like everybody's happy, everybody's smiling. After a victory, man, it stinks. It's terrible. Mm-hmm. It's amazing that the mood changes in a building after a win or a loss.
Sometimes after a book comes in, Marianne.
Yeah, the ratings for us. Same vibe.
Yeah. All right. Hey, we're just getting rolling. Got a lot to get to. The Jarrett Johnson Show up and rolling.
We're back with the Jarrett Johnson Show. It's Kirk and Marianne. And earlier we were talking about, we got a lot of pro tips from people, in insider scoops from people's jobs.
Just the tip. You know.
Yes, thank you. And hey, we didn't get any prostitutes calling in giving us tips.
No.
So we were curious if you have any like pro tips from being in the NFL or as a guy who loves to fish, if you have any things like that.
Yeah, I mean, actually, probably, what I'd say applies to both. And it's, take the highs and the lows, take the peaks and the valleys, treat them the same. Don't get too excited when you have a great game and get all cocky and, think you're the man. And then don't totally beat yourself up when you had a bad game. Same for fishing, I mean, you go out and you stink it up. I had a trip this morning while I was running a little late, but I had a bad day, man. I had some mechanical issues, my plan didn't really work out. But you might go out there tomorrow and crush it.
When you fish, do you have like the computer that tells you where the fish are?
That's cheating.
Which I think is wildly unfair.
I mean, you're talking about a sounder or a fish finder, and all it is it bounces a sonar beam up and down and just marks anything solid that's on the bottom. When we refish, like we bottom fish, you find a finder that shows structure. But, I mean, it doesn't locate them for you. It just when you find a spot that's fish on them, it lets you know that the fish are there.
Yeah.
You probably weren't a fan of that movie, The Perfect Storm, were you? It's a hell of a crew with a hell of a skipper. You see that where they I mean, those waves, Jared, that'd keep you on land.
That's why I watched Deadliest Catch. I'm a huge fan of Deadliest Catch. It's different from what you probably do. But, I mean, that is my go-to show. And I love it. I love, like, having a drink and being really warm on my couch while they're in the Bering Strait.
And it's raining and the boat is going back and forth and guys are almost flying off the side.
It's a great
Hey, yeah. Can I just say that I there's no way they do that sober.
I agree. Oh my gosh.
I think all those guys are on something.
There's no way you can do that
stay
drunk.
Up for 36 no. hours.
Totally.
Work the way they do in those conditions, and they're just like bouncing off the walls.
Dude.
Like, yeah, let's do another one.
And by the way, they don't look like the picture of health. It's not like they're these you know.
All of them, if you look at them, all of them had a rap sheet or some sort of you know, come on.
I Googled it, Jarrett, because
you guys are tough on the.
I was I mean, these guys when they find the honeypot, you know, as they call it, they can't stop, go to bed, take a break.
Yeah, get it.
They gotta go for some, like you were saying, 36 hours straight physical labor, and if you mess up, your hand could fall out. You know what I mean? You could kill somebody.
So they're eating disco biscuits, just
that's
like the
what
ball
we think.
The
but then there was like one episode where some guy got caught with some weed, and they made a big to do about it. I'm like, oh,
come on.
So I guess it is a big deal. To not be on drugs. But I met a producer at a Hollywood party once, and I harassed her. I'm like, tell me what you know about the drugs. I know they've got drugs.
Yeah.
And she insisted that, no, they've got a big drug policy. And
okay.
Greenies.
I got wrong.
Adderall.
You know, the one guy, the one that was on the show for like, you know, 6 or 7 years and then died, Phil.
Oh, yeah. Phil.
They said his diet, he drank a case of Red Bulls a day, like 3 or 4 packs of cigarettes, and all he would have like one like spam sandwich.
Yeah.
That was it.
That's a pirate for you right there.
They chain smoke, and the captain sits in the chair.
I see.
In their t-shirt, they're all warm, but they just chain smoke, and it just must stink and reek in there.
I'm going to go get a cigarette now. It's a Jarrett Johnson show, Deadliest Catch. I'm going to watch it tonight.
It's so good.
Great show.
Ravens and the Bears coming up on Sunday, M&T Bank Stadium. It's the Jarrett Johnson Show, Kirk and Marianne. And, hey, send us your trash talk for this week's game against the Chicago Bears. You can tweet me at Kirk McEwen. And if you got some good trash talk.
Oh, trash talk.
We'll put it on the air on Sunday before the game. Trash talk brought to you by Cockeys Enterprises, your Baltimore's reliable trash and recycling service. Marianne, you got some trash.
Trash talk, yeah. Like this. You know, some people say the Chicago Bears are just like Cyndi Lauper. Neither has been relevant since 1985.
Damn, spike the mic. What about, here's one for you. I'd say something mean about the Bears, but they don't understand offensive lines.
Oh, he got you.
Double J?
Yeah, Kurt, I got one.
Okay.
Hey, Kurt, does the Bears shit in the woods? Nah, they shit on the field.
Hooray! I'm the best one.
All right.
That's some trash talk. So send your trash over to Kirk McEwen and tweet at him, right? At Kirk McEwen, K-I-R-K-M-C-E-W-E-N.
That's my dog.
And we'll read it on air, maybe.
Hey, Jared, on that Bears thing, they were talking about super fans, and we know about I-83. He's one of your, your biggest fans. Any other guys or sometimes even girls be riding your job?
I had a guy that lived in my neighborhood, actually, and I had a local watering hole, you know, local bar, whatever that I hang out at. And anytime I'd run into him at this place, he would just wear me. I mean, just talk my ear off.
Yeah.
And he, I don't mind talking to fans. It's great. But he wanted to get, like, super technical. And he was asking about why did we run this coverage against this formation? Why do we do this? And I'm not going to try to get super technical with a fan because he doesn't know what he's talking about, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just annoying. But one time I was at dinner with my wife and a couple. My wife had gotten up to go to the restroom. And he pulls up and sits in her seat and is asking me all these questions.
Come on.
And I'm like, hey, dude, my wife is sitting there. So she's about to come back. Oh, yeah. You know, and he keeps talking. So she comes back and I'm like, dude, do you mind? I mean, do you mind getting up? I mean, my wife is sitting there.
Oh.
And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. He gets up, goes to another table, grabs a chair, and pulls it up at the end of our table. And I'm like, not happening.
Finally, he turns the corner. Chair,
you have
like,
to be
would you
so
mind?
Clear. You were polite, and then you have to be really, like, abrupt. Mm.
Right. Yeah, it almost like they force you to be a jerk.
Yeah.
You know, try to be nice, whatever. But some guys, they just lead with just being a jerk, an absolute ass.
I remember.
And they never have to deal with issues like I do because, you know, I'm pretty approachable.
We were – this was years ago. I was at La Plata Grande, which was like Margarita Maggie's in one of the hotels or something, and that's where everybody went.
Yeah.
And Manute Bol, who was a basketball player from Africa, he was 7'7" tall. He was there, and I was like, Manute Bol's here. What's up, dude? I was all over him, and one of his guys said, Manute wants to be left alone. Mm. And I said, if Manute wants to be left alone, he'll tell me. And Manute said, I want to be left alone.
Oh,
I said, all right, then. Yeah. I left him alone, yeah.
I had a buddy. He got put in a stranglehold by a bodyguard.
Yeah.
We were at a birthday party. It was Ray Lewis's birthday party, and there was a bunch of basketball players there. One of my buddies was like, oh, my God, Penny Hardaway, what's up? Went up to give him a high five, and his bodyguard, like, attacked him.
Whoa.
Slammed him on the ground.
That's right.
Got the message.
So next time you see Jarrett. All right, it's the Jarrett Johnson Show.
Just be cool.
98 Rock. I-95, the Jarrett Johnson Show, Thursday night, 6 to 7 o'clock. Marianne Sear, Kirk McEwen, just sitting here running the show, along with C, Christian Molesky.
What's up?
What's up? All right, so Joe Flacco, dude, handled business. No interceptions, didn't get sacked. 19 for 26, 222 yards, no touchdowns, but he did his thing. Can he do that again against the Bears? They got a pretty good defense.
He came out and played really well. He threw the ball down the field really well, got into a good rhythm. How about the one play where he almost got sacked and he's, like, stumbling around and comes up and just, like, flips it out to the flat for a first down. I mean, showed some athleticism. But
he stumbled and fell and got up.
Yeah, he played really well. But, we were talking about something Monday morning on the
GSS
with Scott and Slagle. And Scott was asking, I was a little bit critical of Joe last week.
Uh-huh.
And he was asking, do you think Joe listens to that? Do you think he responds to what we say? And I don't know. Like, what do you think? You think he listens to the media and fans and all the noise on the outside?
I don't. I don't think he does. He doesn't seem to.
Ooh, it's got to
really
be hard to block that out.
Yeah, he just seems like I don't see him riding around listening to what other people say about him. I think he's very internalized. He's always trying to figure out in his head how he can get better, and I don't think Bill from Parkville is going to have the answer.
Yeah.
But listen, it seems like the players seem to trust him to turn it around. And Jarrett, here's the deal. He missed the whole preseason, which was 4 games. And that's how guys start to get their rhythm. He didn't practice at all until the last week, until before the regular season. So the first 4 games maybe was his preseason.
Right.
And now he's up to speed.
Yeah.
We'll see. I don't know. But he looked good last week. Can he do it again?
Good, man.
Hey,
he keeps hitting those deep balls like that, and they keep running the ball consistently the way they did. They're going to do some things. They're going to keep playing well. And the biggest thing though, was turnovers. I mean, we had 10 turnovers in the first 2 games. Got 9, lost the turnover battles for 2 weeks and lost, and then did well this last game. Had to fumble recover and stuff like that. So if we can continue to turn the ball over, run well, and hit a couple shots, that's going to be our formula for winning.
Turn them balls over. It's the Jarrett Johnson Show right here on the flagship station of the Ravens 98 Rock.
That turned into like a little bit of a snarl at the end.
I think he just had a little issue. Hey, we're back. It's the Jarrett Johnson Show, as it is every Thursday from 6 to 7. Uh-huh. Hey, Jarrett. So you have 2 little girls. We heard them in the background a little bit.
Yeah, I keep busting in here.
Sorry, yeah. I love hearing that, though, because it's real life, man. But are they into sports, or do you feel like they might have a little bit of a professional athlete dream in them?
I don't know about professional. Definitely athletic. I mean, my oldest, my 7-year-old, I mean, she's super athletic. She's a gymnast. She does tennis and soccer. And she, according to her, there's only one boy at the school that can outrun her.
Wow. Awesome.
And I mean, she's on that soccer field, man. She can buggy. She can get down.
Good for her.
You ever think about throwing the boy back in there and trying to get a boy out of the deal?
No.
No, you done?
Absolutely
done?
Not. I'll end up with a third girl.
Okay.
Yeah, you will.
No.
You know you would.
I'm done.
If you're trying for a gender, you're going to get the opposite.
I hear if you stand on your head, that increases your.
If she
swim
stands
team.
Up, yeah.
Somebody's got to stand on their head.
Yes.
Yeah, no.
Kirk,
no,
do you
not
see
doing any of that?
Kirk's got a 2 kids. Do
I
you see any
right.
Broadcast future in there with them?
My son said he wants to be either a singer or a race car driver because of cars.
Right.
He really likes cars, but he can sing a mean Bruno Mars. Now, my daughter is tall, and she's going out for the basketball team in high school.
Ooh.
So I played in the junior senior game in high school and fouled out in the first half. So if she has any basketball skills, it ain't from the brother.
It wasn't from you.
Yeah, that's right. It ain't from this brother. So we'll see. No, but if any of them want to go on the radio, I'd talk them out of it because this field's dying.
I know. It's changing.
It's changing.
But I
what's good about me having the girls is I don't have to deal with, you know, the football comparison.
Yeah.
You know?
Yet.
I just go out there and watch soccer. I know nothing about soccer or tennis, and I love it, you know, because I'm the idiot dad just standing over there grinning and clapping and, you know, whatever. But
oh, that's right.
I know nothing about the sport.
So. I could school you. I was a big soccer player all my life. So that's like the
sport. Were you?
Yeah, and when you play something, you're way more invested in watching it. I think that's why sometimes like more men seem to gravitate towards football. I know there's a lot of female fans, but it's like when you play it, you know all the ins and outs intimately.
Right.
So you can really get into the, you know, the calls and all that.
Marianne Sirk, forward.
Yes, I was a wing, and I was offense, and I scored like one goal.
Let me guess. And,
my dad was the coach, so that's why I was always in. And I remember him very distinctly looking at me on the porch. He had a drink, and he went, "Marianne, soccer's not your game." And that's when I became a stripper.
98 Rock. The Jared Johnson Show.
We're back with Jared Johnson's show. And we're going to wrap it up. But Jared, I don't remember last week, but when we had the whole routing, the female.
The routes, Cam Newton.
Yeah. Female reporter asked Cam Newton a question and he thought it was real funny. Well, I asked our friend Owosso.
Patrick Peanut Owosso.
What's harder for you, forcing or spilling versus any gap scheme to your side, like a counter or power? And if it's a spill, how important is it for you to take two?
And he said, well, you know when they spill out.
Yeah, he just went right into it. He didn't blink. He didn't look at me. No.
He did a little because we were laughing because you kicked it out good.
I tried.
Dude, the way you said it, that was perfect.
Good, good, good. I have no idea what I said.
I mean, it needed to be an outside. Well, it really doesn't have to be an outside guy. I wanted to be an outside guy, but it doesn't matter.
He's more of an inside guy, but he rolled with it. That was great.
He did. He did not even go, hey, that was an advance. Meanwhile, I had sat there saying nothing the whole time. Like, no one knew. You know, he didn't know who I was. So I was so excited to whip that out. Of course, I did read it off of a phone. But
hey,
thank you for that.
We'll be talking about a victory hopefully next week. The Bears are 1-4. They're dangerous, but hopefully they'll be 1-5 after Sunday.
Absolutely.
Come on down and see me at Ravens Walk. I'll be there at 10 o'clock before the game, 10 to 12:30. And thanks to McFall's Iron Horse Tavern in Parkville. Marianne?
I'll be pre-gaming.
You going to pre-game it
up? Yeah, I'm going to be at the tailgate party and watch the game. Yeah.
His home.
With my husband, who is slowly becoming into football now.
He's growing wings out of his back.
What's his sport?
Not cars and bikes. He's a BMX guy. But sat and watched the game with me. I was playing with the baby. And I heard him go, come on.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, who's that?
And then she walked in and he was watching All My Children.
Yeah.
All right. It's a Jared Johnson Show. We'll see you next Thursday, 6 to 7 on 98.